This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Your Majesty, or Your Majesties, may I call attention to you and your magnificence, Jennifer Horn, Victoria. That's the Queen. Victoria and Queen go together. You notice that? When's the last time you heard of Queen Jennifer?
It's a royal name.
Guinevere.
Well, Queen Victoria. Jennifer is a derivative, is that right, of Guinevere.
Is it?
Oh, I love that name. Yeah, okay. That's a good Queen's one.
Guinevere.
Okay.
I didn't know that. What's Kara a derivative of?
That is an Irish name.
I don't know, but it means friend and beloved and also face in Spanish.
Really?
It means a lot of different things. I don't think Queen
is
one
cara.
Of them. But
I'm just going to start saying that to people. In your cara.
Cara and Jennifer and Victoria and Doug on the DJV show. Jennifer's got some trending items for us to consider. What do we have?
Lots of trending items, actually. Stormy Daniels' attorney, Michael Avenatti, you know him. He is in the news and has been trending because
he's
now
a tax cheat. He's a cheater.
He might be. He's a lot of things, but shy of cameras. Camera shy is not one of them.
Not one of them.
And so to create a little more controversy, he's now decided that he's going to start a campaign to see if there is enough support for him to run against Trump in 2020.
Of course.
For anybody to say that this is a guy who just wants to get justice for his client, this is obviously a very personal matter for him because he's now talking about running against Trump and actually sending out pictures of Donald Trump in clown makeup. So very exciting. Michael Avenatti in the news. Also some breaking news about the Supreme Court nominee. Apparently Trump has said he is done with the interviewing process. He has talked to 8 people total, and he will still make his announcement on Monday, although news, who knows, may slip out over the weekend when those Twitter feeds go wild. President has a rally today, I think in Wyoming. I think he's in Wyoming today, so maybe it slips out there. But clearly, he doesn't need to meet with anybody else. There is someone in the 8 that he met with that he likes. So that is trending today. And then some good news. Drinking coffee can save your life. A couple of bits of food news. Drinking coffee, drinking as many as 8 cups of coffee a day can help you live longer,
I don't want to put cold water on your coffee, but we just did that a few minutes ago.
Oh, I was gone?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, how about this? Well, originally I was going to do Nathan's, but you did that one too. You're stealing all my things.
Right.
So fine, we'll just do more Trump because that's trending too.
Well, I want to know
I
want to talk about
he's got a busy 11.
The arrogance of the mayor of London who says Trump isn't welcome in London. Who the hell is he to say that he's not welcome? He's going to meet the Queen. So I get it. Some people don't like Trump. And he's done some things that are questionable in the minds of some, very questionable in the minds of many. But he still was elected, whether he was elected fair and square, that's another question that people have. But he is the president. And so who are these people to say, who decides who's an unsavory character? Where does that come
from?
There
are a lot of
elitists
out there. There's a lot of elitists around the globe and a lot of elitists in this country that think because they feel a certain way that they know better than everybody else and they don't put themselves in the shoes of the people who actually voted for Donald Trump. So, look, the next 11 days, and this
is a trending
story.
I don't think you're an elitist if you disagree with that, though. Like,
no, but when you think that your choice, I take issue with the fact that people think that their opinion means that the rest of the other half of the country got it wrong.
Has no value.
Yeah,
everybody gets an opinion. I mean, I think it's fine. If you don't like the president and you want to talk about things that he should be doing differently, good for you. That's what this country is built upon.
Right, but that doesn't make me an elitist, though. That's
no,
what I'm
but it like, does when you label. Look down upon the other half of the country that yeah. voted for him. That does, and that is what a lot of world, like
well,
the, like Sidney
Khan, supporters who are elitists, then, if that's the definition we're going with, there are plenty of Trump supporters
right.
who look down on me because I didn't support him.
Well, that's the problem. We don't once again find a middle of the ground. Somewhere between 10 o'clock and 2 o'clock is midday, and we don't find it. We're not getting to midday.
Yeah, you're getting no argument from me. There, to me, and maybe elitist is the wrong word, I don't know, but when somebody thinks that they know better than a large number
right.
of people, especially someone who is from another country like Sadiq Khan, who does not know the unique issues that are facing our people, then it does seem a bit snobbish.
The only reason I think he says anything about this is because he's Muslim. If he was not Muslim, I don't think that we'd even be talking about this. And I think that's what his real issue is with the supposed Muslim ban and the travel ban and all that. I think that's where it stems from with him.
So that's his
point
of view.
But he, right, but he can't say, and I agree with all of you on this, you cannot say that your opinion represents the entire city of London because that's ridiculous.
Yeah, and I would also say that it has less to do about maybe him being Muslim and more to do about Trump being critical of him for his leadership, because truly Europe is suffering with a lot of terrorism, and it's because they were doing open borders. That's why you saw Brexit happen, because there are a lot of people who are frustrated with that in England, and whether they are having second thoughts about it now, they were frustrated, and that's what that vote showed. And so for Sadiq Khan to pretend that he doesn't have an issue in the city when it was what? I mean, last summer, just a year ago, when it was almost every week they were having terror attacks, that's problematic. So, you know, of course he's going to be called out on that. And I think he probably took issue with it. No one likes to have their leadership questioned.
Right. All right. So let me move this to a different level. The discussion of people and who they are and what they do and how they're judged. Maria Mejia. M-A-R-I-A, M-E-J-I-A. She's 24 years old. She's the leader of a Bronx girl gang called the Bad Barbies. And what they are now doing, according to the New York news media, is coaxing members of rival gangs into places where they are, and then they gun them down or they hack them up.
Ugh.
They're luring these victims. This has been going on apparently in New York since 2011. There have been other women who have had these gangs, and they bring in the men, say, we need to get these guys, and the men can't get them, so the women lure them in, and they bump them off. 39 members were bumped off last year. There, and so the reason that they're in the news is because New York authorities have charged her and the members of her gang with 9 murders since the beginning of this year, and they can't find them. They know they exist, but they can't seem to get to them. This sounds like
the bodies or the victims or the people in the gang?
The women and the Bad Barbies.
Oh, okay.
They can't find them. They know who they are, but they can't seem to get their hands on them. So what do you think about that? That's just kind of...
Unfortunately, gangs, you know, in New York,
Why New York?
A way of
why
life
gangs?
In so many
yeah,
parts
in
of
Los
the city.
Angeles too.
Yeah,
I guess in Chicago, the gangs.
Yeah, big cities, definitely.
Yeah. What is there about what goes on in big cities? That
well, it's like the mafia that, you know, that used to run the city, and now it's, you know, now it's gangs. But it's their kids grow up in the projects, and the gangs have a stronghold on these neighborhoods. They get kids as young as 10, 11, 12 years old to start selling drugs for them. And if they don't, they threaten their families and their livelihood. This happens every hour of every day. And unfortunately, it's some kids can make it out and other kids can't. You know, Jay-Z lived this exact life. He was forced, you know, he was not forced, but, you know, he was coerced into this type of life. And, you know, he made it out and talks about it all the time to try to raise awareness for kids living in projects that you don't have to give in and that there is another path. But, you know, when your family's being threatened or when your own life is being threatened, what are your immediate alternatives? You're going to sell drugs. And that's how it all starts.
It's, yeah, it is. That's how they become who they are.
Yeah.
But it's pretty scary stuff. Most of the average person has a hard time even visualizing or gathering up thoughts and then putting them into women doing this sort of thing. It's pretty.
Well, the women are also threatened. We're going to kill your boyfriend, or we're going to kill your baby daddy, and it's the same intimidation and bullying and threats. Yeah. It's all the same.
All right, time for us to get our minds off of that sort of thing, and turn the tides around so that we think of comfort, we think of joy, we think of being pleasant in the morning when you get up. You're happy because you've had a good night's rest. And from the folks at MyPillow, they wish you a happy 4th of July week. You can save on your favorite MyPillow products by using the DJV code when you click onto MyPillow.com. Save up to 50% on all the products that are there. And some people think I should pick up one specific pillow or one specific type and say, okay, here's the special for today. Okay, so here's the special for today. It's buying one regular pillow and you get the second one free. Buy one pillow, get the second one free at MyPillow.com. One pillow, second pillow free. That's the deal using the promo code DJV. Take advantage of the buy one, get one free deal, and then look around the catalog, see what else there is there you can get 50% off on. This offer expires August 1st, so don't wait. Order MyPillows now at MyPillow.com with the promo code DJV.
I'm a one-trick pony, literally. I show up at kids' parties and act cute. That's pretty much it. So excuse me for being bitter when GEICO says not only could we save you money on car insurance, but we do more, like give you 24/7 access online, over the phone, or even via our award-winning mobile app. Well, ooh la la, aren't they multi-talented? Hey, I said organic carrots.
GEICO. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
If you just ran out of ink, your local Staples has your ink in stock and priced low. If you're about to run out of ink, Staples has your ink in stock and priced low. If the last thing you can afford is to run out of ink, your local Staples has your ink in stock and priced low. We're so sure you'll find your ink or toner in stock that if you don't, you get it for $10 off and delivered free. Always in stock, always priced low. Your local Staples store is your ink and toner authority.
Applies to ink and toner regularly stocked in store only. One $10 discount per customer.
This is an announcement for all people who want to take a risk-free challenge to whiten their teeth in 5 minutes. By calling now, you can whiten your teeth in 5 minutes using clinically proven power swabs. This risk-free challenge is for people whose smile has been yellowed by coffee, tea, red wine, or smoking. The power swabs 5-minute challenge is available by responding to this advertisement. If lines are busy, try again. Because the power swabs 5-minute challenge is exclusive, it's not available in drugstores. Power Swabs was formulated by Dr. Martin Ginniger and whitens teeth with a patented tooth detergent and whitening agent. It's so effective, we challenge you to try it for 5 minutes to see how white your smile could be. Get it risk-free. Dial 1-800-208-1797. That's 1-800-208-1797. Transform your smile into a wow, you look great smile. That's 1-800-208-1797. 1-800-208-1797.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Today is the 5th of July, Thursday, National Bikini Day, anniversary of the invention of the two-piece bathing suit. Risqué design. Bikini was slow to be adopted, but gained traction when film stars like Ava Gardner and Brigitte Bardot started wearing them in public and in the films. The bikini swimsuit, named after the hydrogen bomb testing area, the Bikini Atoll Island, South Pacific. So I wonder how that...
Is that where the term bombshell came from?
Yes.
Related to bikinis?
Right. The thong bikini first appeared in Brazil in 1970. Oh, I know. Remember, it was an itsy-bitsy, teeny-weeny, yellow polka-dot bikini. La-da-da-da-da-da. Bryan Island had a song in 1960. So that caused a big buying spree of bikinis. And the Olympic Committee said the bikini was the official uniform for women's beach volleyball in 1993. It was an itsy-bitsy, teeny-weeny, yellow polka-dot bikini. All right, you ready, girls, for a chorus of that, or you had enough?
I think we're good.
All right. 21 after the hour.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Throwback Thursday, top five songs from this week in 1970 now. This is not the original version of this song, but we can make it work. This is a group called Vanity Fair, had a couple of hits. This was their first, called Hitchin' a Ride. Crack it up, Jeff. This is one of those one-hour miracles. At Studio Time, they are a band that they're a background band, backup band, and they just had this thing and they put it in their heads and bing, bang, boom, out it came and became a big hit. Hitchin' a Ride, number five during this week in 1970. Number four, this is the last song the Beatles had together. So sad, this song. Tell me, here I don't want to cry.
They'll never disappear. What is it about?
Well, it's the end of the Beatles. This is their last song, Long and Winding Road. I think McCartney said he never performs this in public because it makes him too sad. Is that true? Does he not ever perform this? In public? Yeah.
I always thought this was a Wings song. I didn't know this was...
Nah. All right, let's keep moving here. This makes me sad.
Yeah.
I'm listening to it. Number three, The Temptations in their last big hit, Ball of Confusion. Never took to this song.
It's a different vibe from them.
Yeah.
It has more like a protest feel to
Yeah, it's an angry sounding song. But you can hear the quality of their voices. These guys had fabulous, fabulous voices, all of them, the original Temptations. So we're moving up to number one of the top five, and we're at number two. Here's a big song from Three Dog Night. Mala! Told Me Not to Come. Do you remember these guys at all? Do you, either of you?
I know this song.
Three Dog Night, yeah.
I've heard, yeah. I probably know some of their other songs.
Yeah.
Open up your window, let some air to this room. I think I'm always choking from the smell of stale perfume.
Weird. Yeah, it's a weird song. But it was very typical of the weird stuff that was around in the 70s. It was like pop music was trying to find itself before the disco era and after the rock, the really good stuff that came from Motown and other place in the country, Los Angeles. Some of the really good, fun music of the 60s. And this is a transition time and there's a lot of garbage floating around.
It sounds like it was trying to be more serious than the other poppy stuff.
Yeah, yeah, it was. All right, number one this week. Last big song for the Jackson 5 was number one for 2 weeks in a row. I Love You Say. There's Michael growing up. Actually, it's a pretty good song.
It's a great song.
Yeah, yeah. It's still for this. I Love You Say, Maybe Your Own. So this is, again, sort of an interesting conversation about the different groups, Three Dog Night, Temptations, Beatles, and a group called Vanity Fair, all in the top five this week in 1970. There it is, Throwback Thursday. Doug Steffen at 28 after the hour on the DJV program.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Here are today's automotive news headlines. I'm Nick Miles. Do traffic lights drive you crazy? Audi is launching a new traffic light information system in their cars. This appears automatically on the dash to tell drivers when the light is about to change. A recent study shows that it can increase safety and fuel economy. The system is also able to feed information into the traffic light system about congestion, allowing lights to recalibrate to manage traffic flows better. The system is not yet available in every city. To see the best deals on cars, go to ourautoexpert.com.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Doug Steffen here for Purity Products, namely the Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. I've noticed, and I bet you have noticed, decreased mobility. As you get a little older, things begin to wane. So I've started taking Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 from Purity. What a difference. My energy is back. The problems with my joints, my ankles and my knees especially, are gone. Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 combines krill oil with fish oil. This is superb for anybody that's getting older that really feels their joints aching. The ingredients are better than anything else you could possibly get. A free bottle is yours just for the asking. 800-355-1493. It's a much lower cost than if you purchased it in the store. Just pay shipping. Dial now. 800-355-1493.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is off for North Korea, leaving today for meetings that will follow up on last month's historic summit between President Trump and North Korea's Kim Jong-un. Pompeo is to spend 2 days in the North, where he's hoping that he and Kim's top aides will be able to come up with an outline for detailed plans to rid the Korean Peninsula of nuclear weapons. In New York City on the 4th, U.S. Park Police say they had to evacuate Liberty Island after a woman protesting Trump immigration policies climbed onto the base of the Statue of Liberty.
Next thing you know, the park rangers, they just came running and just screaming, everybody get out,
And there were just helicopters just, you know, right above us.
Park police say they were concerned other protesters might be coming to join the woman. And this is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order it now. Get KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
After the hour now, Thursday the 5th of July on the DJV program. Doug Steffen here every day for decades. Go on and on and on and on and on. Victoria Keelan is here, and so is Kara Schillen. So, David Foster, yesterday we announced that he was going to marry Catherine McPhee. Catherine McPhee, a well-known actress. She's 34. David Foster is 68, and David Foster's daughter, Erin, is 35. Apparently, she calls Catherine McPhee mommy.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Which is a funny joke, but still, like, how do you even reconcile the fact that your dad is getting married a fifth time, and this time it's to someone younger than you? Like, that's ridiculous.
And then you call her mommy.
Right.
How do you do that?
Well...
It's one of those things.
Crazy.
Just one of those things. Crazy things. So, and here's a follow-up to something. I like it when people respond. You know, we can, you can talk to us on Twitter, at On Air Victoria, at C. Shillen, at Doug Steffen. Somebody, was it yesterday? It must have been yesterday, because we were talking about healthy cooking and not using aluminum or brushes in the, you know, how... If you brush your grill...
I didn't know that. You guys sort of mentioned it as we were going to a commercial, and I was like, wait, wait, what?
Oh, okay. So maybe I better underscore this again.
Yeah, I didn't hear that.
Because somebody asked the same question, is it healthy and safe to cook in any sort of foil? We were talking about aluminum foil, and...
I know
so,
that's not good for you.
No.
Cooking with aluminum foil is very bad.
Well, I don't know what kind of foil there is. I'm sort of lost on that. I didn't
well, you
know
can use
there was
some,
another.
You can bake parchment paper in the oven.
Yeah, that's
so
not going to hurt you.
Right.
Yeah, that doesn't hurt you. That's a sort of a natural thing.
Yeah.
Aluminum occurs naturally in the air, in the soil, in the water. The mining of it releases it into the atmosphere. Rain washes it away into the aquifers and the water supply. If you inhale aluminum vapors from, let's say, occupational exposure, it's aluminum is in cigarette smoke, whether you knew that or not. It all gets into our brains,
in
gets into our bones.
Antiperspirant.
In the right, right.
Mm-hmm.
If you have antiperspirant, deodorant's one thing, antiperspirant
yep.
is another.
Right.
Aluminum is in antiperspirants because it keeps you from sweating. It's not in deodorant, and you need to sweat. Your body needs to breathe. So if you stop it from breathing, there are a couple of problems. It gets... That stuff gets into your lymph nodes, that aluminum, carries it around through your body, it lodges in your brain, and voila, you have dementia or Alzheimer's. And so to get back to what we were talking about with regard to the grill, and what I said yesterday about grilling and then taking a steel brush and using that wire to clear off the meat or whatever is stuck to the grill itself, when you do that, those little bits and pieces, the particles of the steel from the brush stay on the grill itself. So the next time it may be that there isn't a chunk of meat that's left on the grill,
oh, wow.
but there is that little bristle of metal that's there. You cook the hamburger on it, gets into the hamburger, and you eat it, and it goes right to your brain. So
oof.
There's nothing worse for you than cleaning the grill with a wire brush. Do not do it. Nothing worse for you than cooking in aluminum or any kind of metal. The pans, the frying pans that are made out of aluminum, when you use Brillo to clean them because you've left some sticky stuff on it, that releases the particles of aluminum. The next time you fry an egg in that pan, that stuff's going into your body and right to your brain.
I thought aluminum pans were banned now. I don't think you can even find aluminum pans anymore.
That stuff, I don't know.
Yeah.
I use those old steel things.
Stainless steel, it's the way to go.
No, the old iron, I should say iron.
Well, cast iron is fine, too, but stainless steel pans, that's surgical-grade steel, that's fine.
Yeah, right. So anyway...
So that was my onion trick, because that's what I was reading about a couple days ago. If you take an onion, you cut it in half after you've grilled, if you rub that on the grates on your grill, apparently there's an enzyme that's in the onion that gets rid of it, cleans your grill for you, and it's all natural, and it's not going to give you any metal or dementia or anything. So just use an onion next time.
Yeah. Right. Okay. So anyway... people in the news, a lot of folks are talking about Amy Coney Barrett. Is it Coney?
Yeah.
Amy Coney Barrett. She is up for a position on the Supreme Court. There are a lot of things about her as the first blush I took. That's why you need to be a little bit more focused, if you will, if you find these things important. Some people say, that's why I elect people so that they can do that stuff. I don't need to know that. A lot of people have that attitude, and it's okay, except you got to check on the checkers. And in this circumstance, I would have questions about this woman as well. I don't want somebody who wears religion on their sleeve. Sorry, it doesn't make a difference what their religion is. It's not something that I believe has its place. And all those of you can yell and scream about us being a Judeo-Christian country. We also, as we celebrate the 4th of July, and if you know how to read, you can read the Constitution that clearly, I studied this when I was both a student and when I was teaching, separates church and state. So you can say we are whatever religion you want, It's the Judeo-Christian.
We have no official religion.
There is none, yeah. And it was that the whole thing we had a Declaration of Independence for is because we wanted to get away from a state-subscribed religion and religious leaders who told you what to think, how to think, when to think, where to think, and that's what the country's forming. So how people come up with this, and all of these people are the ones who stare, oh, I'm a strict constitutionalist. Well, if you are,
you better read again.
Out of both sides of your mouth, because the Constitution clearly separates church and state. I don't think this woman separates it enough. So as they say on Shark Tank, I'm out. I'm off on this woman. I liked her at first, but
I know she's one of the eight people that Trump has talked to.
Well, a lot of people are now focused. Collins, he needs Collins, Senator Collins from Maine, and she's not going for this woman. So he's got to push
her. Well, yeah, and the latest thing is she's a member of a group, and from I read all about this group called People of Praise, and there are some very alarming, and I'm not going to pass judgment, but there are some very curious and very alarming things about this. It, to me, sounds very similar to Scientology, and there's just a lot more about this group that she is, her grandfather was a founding member of, her husband's grandfather was the other co-founder. They're heavily ingrained in this family. Yeah. She even wrote a thesis saying that she would have to recuse herself from certain cases where her religion would tell her to do one
there's
thing.
There's other people who are more
but
qualified.
But you can't recuse yourself when you're on the Supreme Court.
No.
So that's a problem.
Only more I'd like to see a woman on
of
the
course.
Supreme Court. I don't care if it's a woman of color or not. It doesn't make a difference to me. But someone who's really well-established. She's too young, frankly, also. There's not enough experience there. Sorry. Nope. Goodbye. What's going on in England? These latest citizens there poisoned with the same nerve agent as what took down a Russian spy a couple of months ago. Apparently this is surfaced again, and one's wondering, it's in the same area. So whether it's still in the water or the ground, if some people are being affected by it, it's hard to say. There are a lot of people screaming at Russia to explain. Did they kind of walk away from it? What did they say before when it was clear that some Russian was trying to bump these people off? Do you remember?
I don't remember what the outcome was. Did someone order a hit? I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know whatever happened to it. It just, they were poisoned, they died, and that was sort of the end of it, I think.
Yeah.
Did Putin ever comment on it? I doubt it.
Nah, I don't think so. I was reading something about how much leaders read. You know, how we, as a country, how much time do we spend reading versus doing other things to entertain ourselves? A lot of people don't think that reading is fun because they equate it with going to school, which I find interesting. The reason I bring it up now is because if you read the stuff, and that's what I did, every once in a while, because of, I guess, the quote-unquote dangers of doing what I do and what we do for a living, you look at a lot of information, some of it grabs you immediately, some of it you feel like you want to talk about, some of it you want to pass along. I hear from people all the time that they hear things on this program that they never hear anywhere else, and they like the fact that we go down different roads and in depth sometimes bring up very interesting conversational tidbits and then don't stay with anything too long. But in this circumstance, I think that it's important for us to think about what it is that we know, and that goes to what I just said about reading the in-depth information about this woman that wants to be on the Supreme Court. And then you look at other things, and I found out in my nosing around yesterday that we as a country, we as Americans, spend an average of 16 minutes a day reading. Average. 16 minutes a day. How much do you think, it's gone down in 10 years from 21 minutes a day to 16 minutes a day. At the same time, Americans spend 166 minutes, that's 2.7 hours a day, watching TV. That's up from the same period of time. It was 30 minutes a day back in 2003. So what does that tell you about
nothing good?
I know.
Well,
and now is that elitist? Because a lot of good things come in the form of what you see on video. But there's not. It
oh, I love TV. I'm not
challenge. Yeah. One's mind. You know, I said I went to see the Fred Rogers movie yesterday, and it challenged my mind in lots of different things, in different areas.
Yeah.
Thinking about what he did, why he did it, how penetrating his mission was. It was, you know, it was really very important.
Yeah. Well, yeah. We on this show, I think we're very different because we all read a lot. We read constantly because we're, you know, always prepping for the show and trying to stay up on all the topics. So we're a little bit exempt, I think, from this rule. However, when it comes to reading books, I haven't read a book in a long... I mean, I read lots of health books and cookbooks and things like that, but a book I haven't read in a while. I actually just started the new James Patterson, Bill Clinton book, The President is Missing.
Really, yeah.
That thriller. It's you know, it's kind of like a summer beach read, but... So I just started that, but I was thinking to myself, when am I even going to have time to read this book? And so I'm trying to squeeze in 10 minutes here and there of reading, you know, 20 pages or so, and then trying to move on with the rest of my day. But it is... And then there's streaming, and there's so many other things happening that we don't really... I can understand how the average American doesn't really have time to read anymore.
Mm-hmm. Well, you can
I've fallen into that.
If you want to, you take the time. If you don't want to, it's easier to watch television than it is to read. I had a habit of watching a TV before I went to bed. Now I started reading. It's very good for your subconscious before you go to bed.
Yeah.
And it puts me in a very good place. I sleep much better these days. It's to each
Well, you don't
own.
Have that blue light from the screens. That's
right.
Very detrimental to your sleep.
Not good at all. Nope, you're right. Here's something that is good for those of you who have unhealthy colons, and you say, well, Doc, how do I know if I have an unhealthy colon? Well, if you got a lot of gas moving around inside there and it makes it out, that's probably one of the ways you can determine that you have an unhealthy colon. The good thing is you pass the gas and get it out of your system. Not good to keep it in. But most of the disease, you hear Dr. Jack Stockwell on this program talk about the gut. He's a GAPS practitioner, which is somebody who looks into the quality of what you have in your gut. He says all disease starts in your gut. And there's all kinds of... I've seen any number of things that say it's at least 90% of disease and discomfort is directly related to an unclean colon. So let's see if we can do the waste management thing. Go to getthetea.com and order a life change tea. When you go to getthetea.com, you'll see a number of different teas. You may want to try several different ones. I kind of like life change tea because it cleanses my body, gets rid of the toxins, the molds, the gas, whatever it is. And it also nourishes your body. It feeds you well. So I think this is something, once you get on it, you're going to be happy. Make sure you visit the website at getthetea.com. View all of the supplements as well as the flavors of the teas that they have. Life Change Tea at getthetea.com. Cleanse your body. This is very important for you to do. I'm doing it. Victoria's doing it every single day. When you use our discount code DJV, they will ship it to you free. So start now. GetTheTea.com. Use the discount code DJV. Cleanse that body of yours.
On the streets of Miami, speed is the law. So when a corn dog goes after the wrong girl...
Oh, heartburn!
One man will bring her Tums Ultra Strength.
I'm on my way.
Don't get wrecked by heartburn. Nothing works faster than Tums.
Your mustard's fast, but my Tums are faster.
And with Tums on the go rolls, it's never been easier to leave heartburn behind.
You did it.
Yeah. You gonna finish that corn dog?
Tums Ultra Strength, available in a store near you.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Do you see? Do you see it clearer, or are you deceived in what you believe? 'Cause I'm only human after all, and you're only human after all.
So this is from the Jack Ryan TV show that's coming out, or from a movie?
No, it's from the new show.
It's from the new show. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So Jack Ryan is a character that was created almost, it seemed like, at the beginning for Harrison Ford, because Harrison Ford played Jack Ryan in the first three movies. And then, let's see, who else
Alec
played?
Baldwin played him before him.
Alec Baldwin
did, I think, Hunt for Red October, I think.
Yeah, right.
Right?
That was
where
yes, you're correct. That's where it first came out. Yes, he played Jack Ryan.
But Harrison Ford, to me, is Jack Ryan.
Yeah. Wow.
He was so good in that role.
He was very good in it. And then along came
Ben Affleck.
But I think it was somebody else. Chris Pine, played once.
Most recently. And then now it's the TV version. It's called Tom Clancy's Jack Ryan. And now it's John Krasinski playing Jack Ryan. And I love John Krasinski, but I don't see it. And I haven't seen the show yet, so I'm not going to judge. But on the surface, I don't see him fitting that bill.
I don't either. Nobody fits it like Harrison Ford.
But right.
Although I will tell you that back in the day, when Alec Baldwin was a kid, remember that movie came out in the 1980s. Sean Connery plays the captain of a Russian ship that's defecting to America. It's a fabulous movie. One of the six movies that I say I can watch over and over and over again and enjoy it. It's just one of those movies.
Yeah.
And so anyway, but that was the first in the Jack Ryan series, and then, there were a bunch of others. And so now they're creating a TV show. What is it, 10 episodes? Is that what you said?
Yeah, it's 10 episodes on Amazon TV, which I guess you can get through Amazon Prime.
Okay.
Yeah, and so I guess season 2, I didn't know season 1 had happened.
It
but
hasn't
I guess
yet,
season...
so season 1, I think, airs at the end of August, and then, but they've already been renewed for season 2. So someone must have high expectations for it.
So how many people...
John Krasinski's star is really on the rise after that movie he did with his wife.
Yeah, part of that is true. But I'm trying to figure out what there is about... this in terms of storytelling that they wouldn't want to put in movie form. And how I know how to do Netflix, and I have Netflix. Is Amazon that simple? And is it being are people subscribing to it in the numbers that they're using Netflix?
Oh, yeah. If you're an Amazon Prime member, then you get all of these things free. So if you pay $99 a year, which it now just went up to $109 or something a year, then you get the two-day shipping when you buy stuff on Amazon, and all the Amazon Prime video and then original content, that's all included. We have it. That's how we watch everything.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. So it's a huge audience. Amazon has, like, what, a billion people around the world?
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's a huge audience. They said that the movies are Jack Ryan-centric, but that the novels have other great characters, and that's what they're exploring in the TV series.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
So it's different.
So that's that story. Chuck Curry not with us today. Victoria and I going to examine one other form of the movie. Everything's getting crossed here. There's the... What you see in the theater, what do you see on your big screen at home, that sort of thing. I don't enjoy seeing stuff at home like I do in the movie. I went to see the movie Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood yesterday. What a fabulous experience. Just go see
it. Got a lot of buzz.
Oh, just go see it. More in a moment. ED. It's embarrassing, and the prescription drugs can be so expensive. $40 or more a dose. That's too much. Recently, I was introduced to the nicest people at Marley Drug in North Carolina. It's a pharmacy there with a generic prescription treatment for ED that can lower your per-dose cost to around $2 a tablet. Speak to a pharmacist at Marley Drug. Call 800-601-0310. 800-601-0310. Marley Drug. 800-601-0310.
On the streets of Miami, speed is the law. So when a corn dog goes after the wrong girl...
Oh, heartburn!
One man will bring her Tums Ultra Strength.
I'm on my way.
Don't get wrecked by heartburn. Nothing works faster than Tums.
Your mustard's fast, but my Tums are faster.
And with Tums On-The-Go rolls, it's never been easier to leave heartburn behind.
You did it.
Yeah. You gonna finish that corn dog?
Tums Ultra Strength, available in a store near you.
So Sacha Baron Cohen posted this week a tease for his next project, Victoria, which appears to take on Donald Trump. That's, I don't know if that's going to be funny or not. I don't find him funny.
What's it called? Is it? Well, it depends on what he's doing. Is it like a Borat kind of movie or where it's kind of a spoof? Or is he doing some, like, what's the project? I haven't heard about it.
It's something that is... the trailer promises he's back as you've never seen him before, and they have a message of Donald Trump in there, but in the promo, go to school, learn how to be funny. It looks like just more of the same Trump crap. Everybody thinks it's funny to take a shot at Donald Trump. I don't find it amusing at all. All right, so that's that story. It's 59.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.